Honorable Rauf Hakim, you have 15 minutes.
Honorable Deputy Speaker, I will be taking Mr. Naleem's time as well. Mr. Naleem is not coming. His time also can be added
okay,
to mine.
Okay.
Thank you. So, Garu Nyojya Kathanayakatumani, Vedagat Ayatana Rashyak Ekatuva Tibana Mema Amatyanshi Vashishi Atate Mamatar Pudumuda Patuna Amatyatuma Vinadi Visai Gatte Davaspura Katakarat Madi Me Amatyanshi Vedapilula Pilibandu Namut Meke Visheshimam Mulimma Sandhankal Yutui නාගරික සංවර්ධන අධිකාරිය මේ අමාත්‍යාංශය යටතේ එන බැවින් විටින් විට කතාබහට ලක්වන අකුරණ නගරයේ ජල ගැලීම් පිළිබඳව නිතර නිතර කතාබහට ලක්වෙනවා මේක ඇත්ත වශයෙන්ම මෑතකදී 2001 2006 2010 2011 2012 2014 සහ 2023 මේ වසරවල් වල මේ සම්පූර්ණයෙන්ම අකුරණ නගරය ජල ගැලීමට ලක් වුණා මේක මේ පිළිබඳව මේ ගිය මැතිවරණ කාල සීමාවේ මට විරුද්ධවත් දෝෂාරෝපණ කීපයක් එල්ල වුණා ඊයින් පසුව මට සිද්ධ වුණා මේ පොත්පිංච මුද්‍රණය කරලා නිකුත් කරන්න මගේ මැතිවරණ ව්‍යාපාරයට මේ ජල ගැල්ම පිළිබඳව අපි ගත්ත පියවර පිළිබඳව නමුත් ඒ පියවර කිසි දෙයක් තාම නිම වෙලා නැහැ මොකද මේ කටයුතු කිරීමට අපිට සිවිල් සමාජයේ සහභාගීත්වයක් අවශ්‍යයි ඒ විතරක් නෙවෙයි විශේෂයෙන්ම නාගරික සංවර්ධන අධිකාරිය වැනි අධිකාරිය තමන්ගේ නීති රීති හරියටට පාවිච්චි කරලා අනවසර ඉදිකිරීම පිළිබඳව වහාම කටයුතු කිරීම කරන්නට සිදු වෙනවා ඉතින් මේවා සිදු නොවීම උඩ මේ ඛේදවාචකය අවුරුද්දෙන් පාසා මේ ප්‍රදේශයේ ජනතාව මුණ පාන්න සිදු වෙලා තියෙනවා මේ පිඟා ඔය කියන මේ ගංගා නිම්නේ තවත් අනිකුත් ගංගාවන් කීපයක් තිබෙනවා හුම්මන් ඔය තියෙනවා ඒ වගේම ඕවිස්ස ඔය තියෙනවා බලපිටිය ඔය තියෙනවා වහගල්ල ඔය තියෙනවා අලවතු ඔය තියෙනවා මේ ඔක්කොම ඇවිල්ලා පිඟා ඔයට එකතු වෙලා ඒ නගරය හරහා යන බැවින් ධාරානිපාත වැස්සක් ආවහම මේ නගරය විටින් විට ජල ගැල්මට ලක්වෙන එක විශාල අපරාධයක් මේ පිළිබඳව අපි ඉල්ලීමක් කරා විශේෂයෙන්ම ශ්‍රී ලංකා ඉඩම් ගොඩ කිරීම සහ සංවර්ධන කිරීමේ සංස්ථාව ඔබතුමා යටතේ යන තවත් වැදගත් ආයතනයක් ඉංජිනේරුවරු 400 දෙනෙක් විතර වැඩ කරනවා ඒ ආයතනයේ විශේෂයෙන්ම රටේ ජල ගැල්ම පිළිබඳව විසඳුම් ලබා දීමේදී මේ ආයතනය තමයි වැදගත්ම විශේෂත්ම දැනුම තියෙන ආයතනය. මේ ආයතනයෙන් අපි ඉල්ලා හිටියා මේ පිළිබඳ සක්්‍යතා වාර්තාවක්. ඒ සක්්‍යතා වාර්තාවේ පිළිබඳව ඒකට ගෙවීමක් කරන්න වෙලා තියෙනවා මිලියන 22ක්. කරුණාකරලා මෙවර ඔබතුමා මේ අමාත්‍යාංශයෙන් මේ ගෙවීම කරලා මේ සම්පූර්ණ වාර්තාව ලබා ගත්තාම මාස 7ක් ගත වේවි වාර්තාව සකස් කරන්න ඉන් පසුව මේ ජල ගැල්ම පිළිබඳව විධිමත් වැඩපිළිවෙලට අපිට බහින්න පුළුවන් මොකද මේකේ නොකුත් මිත්‍යාවනුත් තිබෙනවා සමහරු කියනවා පොල්ගොල්ල වේල්ල හැදුවට පස්සේ තමයි මේ ජල ගැල්ම සිදුවීමට හේතු වුණේ කියලා ඒ ඔක්කොම සමහර විට විද්‍යානුකූලව ඒවා ඔප්පු කරන්න බැරි දේවල් කියන එක පිළිබඳව අකුරණේ ඉන්න වැදගත් ඉංජිනේරුවරුන්ගේ සංගමය මෙහෙම ලිපියක් යවලා තියෙනවා විශේෂයෙන්ම EA recommendations to mitigate flash floods in Akurana Engineering Association of Akurana The Engineers Association of Akurana has been deeply concerned about the repeated flash flooding of Akurana from Pingaoya tributaries. Since the late 1990s, there has been increased construction into the river channel, dumping of wastewater and other waste, loss of floodplains in the river margins, and a rapid increase of impervious surfaces in the Pingavaya sub-catchment around Akurana. Here we set out the position of the EAA on the causes, proposed recent mitigation steps and its shortcomings, and the principles for developing effective flood mitigation and river restoration. Primary causes of flash flooding. The primary causes of flooding are the continued construction into the river and its margins, the filling of flood overflow zones, land cover used for soil and vegetation beneficial in the infiltration of water to the ground is being reduced rapidly in the catchment, dumping of solid waste and construction debris in the river, most of which, now this has been signed off by Engineer J.M. Samoon, Engineer L.M. Zubair, very senior citizens of Akurana, who are very qualified engineers, one of whom has been working in University of Yale in USA, and he has a climate research institute functioning at his home. He has taken the rainfall figures regarding Akurana and its floods for several years now. He has all the figures. So these gentlemen have to be invited to the ministry, the UDA. And in fact, I asked Honorable Minister Lal Kanta at the last DCC meeting in Kandy. I wrote a letter to him. I tabled it in the DCC meeting. I wanted him to have a detailed seminar on why this flooding is taking place. In fact, a seminar was conducted in the Peradeniya University a few years ago regarding the Akurana floods. And a detailed research papers have been presented. So several ideas can be taken out of that to mitigate the flooding in Akurana. Mama, e liuma api sambandhikarana committee sabhapathumawana apage Lalkanta mathumata laba dunne liume pitapatakut mama sabhagatha karanawa. Ida eke me man kiyapu karunu hama deyakma adangu vela tiyena. Karuna karala me pilibandawa wahama katayutu karala me sakyata warthawa laba diya yutu e mudala laba diila me katayutta ඉක්මන් කරන්ටයි මං ඉල්ලා හිටිනවා ඒ විතරක් නෙවෙයි UDA කේ බලතල පාවිච්චි කරලා ඉදිකිරීම් පිළිබඳව තියෙන නොයෙකුත් නීති කඩවීම් පිළිබඳව කටයුතු කිරීමේ අවශ්‍යතාවයක් තියෙනවා ඒ පිළිබඳව මෙතන රියාස් මන්ත්‍රීතුමා නැහැ ඒ වගේම අපේ ගම්පල මන්ත්‍රීතුමත් මෙතන ඉන්නවා එතුමා වැනි අය මේ පිළිබඳව කලිනුත් කතා කරා ඒගොල්ලෝ දන්නවා මේ ප්‍රශ්නේ පිළිබඳව මේ පිළිබඳව වහාම රජය කටයුතු කරලා මොකද ගිය මැතිවරණදී මේක විශාල විවාදයට පත් වුණු කාරණාවක් වුණා එබැවින් නැවත වතාවක් මේ පිළිබඳව මතක් කරමින් මම ශ්‍රී ලංකා වරාය අධිකාරියට යෑමට පෙර තවත් අද අපිට දකින්න ලැබෙනවා ත්‍රිචි ඉඳලා පලාලි යෑම සඳහා ගුවන් සේවාවක් ඉන්ඩිගෝ ගුවන් සේවා සමාගම පටන් ගන්නවා මේ මාසේ 30 වෙනිදා පටන් ගන්නකොට. ඒ වගේම KKS ඉඳලා නාගරපට්ටිනම් වෙනකන් බෝට්ටු සේවාවක් තියෙනවා මගී බෝට්ටු සේවාවක්. ඒක විතින් විට නතර වෙන ප්‍රශ්නයකුත් තියෙනවා. ඒ විතරක් නෙවෙයි විශේෂයෙන්ම නාගරපට්ටිනම් ඉඳලා තමිල්නාඩුවේ සභාවේ මන්ත්‍රීවරයෙක් ආලූ ශානවාස් කියලා මෑතකදී මෙහෙට ආවා. එතුමා එහි නාගරපට්ටිනම්හි එහි ඒ මගීන් ඇවිල්ලා ඒගොල්ලන්ට අවශ්‍ය වූ පහසුකම් පිළිබඳව සෑහෙන දුරට ඉන්දියානු රජය කටයුතු කරලා තිබෙනවා. නමුත් KKS වරායේ අපට මගීන් ඒ ගොඩවීමට තියෙන ඒ පර්යන්තයේ කිසිම පහසුතාවයක් නැති බව මම කියා සිටිය යුතුයි. අමතුමාගේ අවධානය යොමු කරනවා කරුණාකරලා ඒ පිළිබඳව කටයුතු කරලා නවීකරණය කරලා නවීකරණය කරපු ඒ මගී පර්යන්තයක් ඒ KKS වරායේ මේ මගීන් සඳහා ලබා දිය යුතුයි කියලා මම ඉල්ලීමක් කරනවා. ඒ වගේම ඔලිවිල් වරාය පිළිබඳව නිතර මේ සභාවේ කතා වෙනවා. ඔලිවිල් වරාය ගිය ආණ්ඩු කාලයේදී දීවර සංස්ථාවට පවරගත්තා. පවරගත්තට පස්සේ ඒක පුද්ගලික සමාගමකට යම් කොටසක් ලබා දීලා තිබුණා. ඒ මේ මාළුන් මේ මසුන් to start packing fish for exports. So this matter is also a matter of concern, because there is, you can't get all the fishing boats cannot go into the Olliville harbour because of the harbour mouth is blocked. This is because of a wrong design of the breakwater. The breakwater design had been done by Danida, which was a expert. Danida was the agency which funded it. That agency had finally accepted their fault, and they were prepared to give as compensation $12 million. But Sri Lanka Ports Authority is unable to access it because the whole cost of it would be more than $20 million. So the balance had to be put by the Ports Authority. So this issue has been held back. The correction of the breakwater needs to be done, and then if it is improved, it will be a big help. கிழக்கில் இருக்கின்ற குறிப்பாக அம்பாறை மாவட்டத்தின் மீனவர்களுக்கு இது ஒரு பயன் தருகின்ற ஒரு விஷயமாக இருக்கும். குறிப்பாக கல்முனையிலிருந்து பொத்துவில் வரையும் இருக்கின்ற நிறைய மீனவ படகுகளுக்கு கொந்தளிப்பான கடல் இருக்கின்ற காலங்களிலே அதை ஒழுங்காக கொண்டு போய் சில துறைமுகங்களிலே கட்டுவதற்கு இயலாத நிலைமை காணப்படுகிறது. இதற்கு அவர்கள் வாழைச்சேனை வரை போக வேண்டிய ஒரு நிர்பந்தம் ஏற்படுகிறது. எனவே ஒழுவில் துறைமுகத்தை இந்த மீனவர்களுக்கான அந்த தங்களுடைய படகுகளை கொந்தளிப்பு காலங்களிலே அங்கு கட்டுவதற்கான வசதியை செய்து கொடுப்பதற்கும், அதே நேரம் இதை ஒரு மீனவ துறைமுகமாக முழுமையாக மாற்றியமைப்பதற்கான ஏற்பாடு செய்வதற்கும், ஆரம்பத்திலேயே வர்த்தக துறைமுகமாக இருப்பதற்கான ஏற்பாடு செய்யப்பட்டிருந்தாலும் நிறைய கடலரிப்புக்கு அந்த பிரதேசத்து மக்கள் பாதிக்கப்பட்டிருக்கிற நிலையில், பிரதேச மக்கள் மத்தியிலும் இந்த துறைமுகத்தை மீண்டும் திறப்பது என்பது மீண்டும் கடலரிப்புக்கு வழிகோலும் என்கிற ஒரு அச்சம் இருக்கிறது. எனவே அந்த அச்சத்தை நீக்குவதற்கான ஒரு நல்ல திட்டம் ஒன்றை வகுத்து இந்த துறைமுகத்தை நிறைய பெரிய முதலீட்டோடு ஆரம்பித்த இந்த துறைமுகம் மக்கள் பாவனைக்கு திரும்பியும் செயல்படுத்தப்படுகின்ற வகையில் அதற்கான நடவடிக்கைகளை அமைச்சர் மேற்கொள்ள வேண்டும் என்று நான் பணிவாக கேட்டுக்கொள்ள விரும்புகிறேன். அதை சொல்வதோடு I would like to also deal with the issue of Batticolo Airport. Madakalapu then ஜாத்தியாந்திர குவன் தொட்டுப்புழவால் ஹட்டியிட்ட பிரகாஷிட்ட பத்கு குவன் தொட்டுப்புழவால் பகத்திபினோ மத்தல ரத்மலான கட்டுநாயக பலாலி சஹா மடக்கொழப்பு திருக்கோணாமலை பிலிபந்தவாத் கதாகரண்ட புலுவம் முகத சைனபே இஸ் அன் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் லொகேஷன். So it had been a military airport in the past, therefore, but Batticolo Airport needs to be, the runway needs to be properly designed and completed so that commercial flights can land there. Sancharaka vyaparayata loku rukulak wenawa me madakalapu guwan thottupala navikarnaya kirima thula. Ithin e pilibandawat mage me ape amatthathumage avadanaya mam yogu karanawa. විශේෂයෙන්ම මේ පිළිබඳව නිමල් සිරිපාල සිල්වා අමාත්‍යතුමා හිටපු කාලේ මේ පිළිබඳව යම් කටයුත්ත කරන්නට එතුමා පෙළඹුණා. නමුත් ඒක සම්පූර්ණ වුණේ නැහැ. එහෙම කියමින් විශේෂයෙන්ම I want to also tell something about the Kandy multimodal transport hub in Kandy. අමාත්‍යතුමාගේ කතාවේ ඒක සඳහන් කරා. ඔව් multimodal yes yeah the minister is there. The multimodal transport hub may not be useful unless you set up the necessary facilities to create buses entering Kandy city to be parked in three different locations, Katukasthota, Peradeniya and Pallekale. Now these are the entry points into Kandy. So those entry points, those buses coming from out stations, there are large number of buses come. When they come into the city during peak hours, severe congestion is taking place. To prevent that, there has been a plan to have three places at which these buses be stopped, and then you have shuttle service within the city, so that to avoid not only the busing shuttle service, there was also a planned tram service by the train to use the track to have trams going, single trains traveling through Kandy city using the rail track. So these matters also had been included in the original master plan. So this has to be finalized in order to completely solve the problem of traffic congestion in Kandy, and this is a very, very serious problem, and I'm sure the minister will attend to it while the multimodal transport hub is completed. Well, having said that, may I also deal with Mama Dang Api Amatutumagi Katave Visheshim Varaya Adhikari Pilibandhuva. May Pravutti Palavala Tibuna, Niyojya Amatutuma. Deputy Minister of Ports and Aviation, Janitha Kodituakku, had given the statement to Daily Mirror. It's a headline in Daily Mirror yesterday. Government to woo top 10 shipping liners for Colombo port expansion. And he goes on to describe what they propose to do. But, Honorable Minister, I want to share with you some of the experts in the logistics sector has pointed out some serious ideological gaps in this issue. Particularly, now I would like to say the Honorable President, I'm sure this is part of the President's budget speech and his promise through the budget. He had said that calling for expression of interest for Colombo West Terminal 2 and Colombo North Port projects within 1 month will take place. So you are obviously trying to fulfill what the President said. But you are in the discussion. Yes, I understand. But then, let me point out some of the experts and their comments regarding this, particularly creating excess capacity. Now, available container terminal capacity of the Colombo port by end of 2026 is expected to be 14.15 million TEUs, as detailed per the below table, which is, I can table it here, which is about 45% more than the 7.79 TEUs handled in the year 2024. So you're going to double the capacity, right? So when you have, by 26, in 2 years' time, next year, you're going to get double the capacity that is there in the port. So with all these completions, that is being earmarked. But I have an issue regarding the ECT's completion. ECT completion, I don't think will be complete within the next 2 years. Might take at least another 2 years. The way you have cancelled some of the tenders, well and good. If you think there are some fraud and there is some issue, you can do that. But the fact is, as you said, now trying to get some of the equipment, those equipments are not available ex stock. You had to order that, and they had to start producing it. It's going to take a long time. So once you cancel a tender, the impact is the entire project gets delayed. So there is definitely the ECT's completion will be delayed by at least another 1.5 to 2 years. That is my assumption. But however, without joining issue about that with the minister, I would like to point out that National Port Master Plan, completed in 2019, the consultant for MTBS, they say 14.15 million TEUs capacity will be sufficient to meet the demand forecasted through to year 2040. Right? Once you have this capacity of 14 million TEUs, right, that will be enough to, going by the demand forecasted, until 2040. So what is the use of now trying to do Colombo North Port to have three new container terminals featuring a combined key length of 4,600 meters, which is not required till 2040. It will take a decade or more. Yes. Yes. So therefore, if you are going to consult and if you are going to do it, and if you do it after one decade, 10 years ago, if you are going to be prepared 10 years ahead, well and good. But then the problem is, we have another serious problem coming up. Of course, the papers have given details about the issue pertaining to the the contract concession agreement with Adani Ports. Right? That issue is also an impediment to calling new tenders for. So Adani run terminal contract blocks SLPA's partnership for East Terminal. right? This is another issue. Now, this issue will also result in further delays in getting a party identified to start developing the balance available terminals. So these issues will have to be also considered. And the main issue that we have to consider is, now I would like to read with Hambantat also. Yes. Yes.
You are a very senior port minister, which I respect. But this case, Adani agreement, yes, it has blocked some issues, but that is not relevant to ECT and development of ECT and even the West Terminal 2. We can start.
Yeah, I understand that. While that is there, now regarding the Hambantota port's capacity also, from 1 million capacity, it is expected to be increased to 2 million by end of 2027. Now, this will also create further excess capacity over the country's demand and create price war with terminals. And the Colombo port, which is going to have 45% over capacity by end of 2026, as explained above, SLPA JCT is going to be affected by the trade war. Not anybody else, your own terminal, which is giving you 70% of your income, is going to suffer because of the price war. Because the JCT will not have any customers coming there. At the rate these terminals are getting developed with this overcapacity, the biggest impact will be with the JCT. So if the JCT goes, SLPA will be finding it difficult. But SLPA has to pay back the breakwater cost for the ECT as well. You see, the breakwater cost, big loan was taken, so that has to be paid back. All of which will be hampered once this price war starts. So if the price war comes, there has been an original agreement. When SAGT was commissioned, way back when my late leader, Mr. Ashraf, was the minister, SAGT contract included, when SAGT was this thing, in the agreement, in the discussions, they commented on creating to deal with this price war, you see, because there are going to be several terminals operated by different operators, only way is to have a proper regulator. You need to have a port regulator. Terminal regulator has to be appointed, like what you have, but that regulator needs to be appointed immediately, because there are going to be several, now CICT, now SAGT, now you have JCT, ECT, all this, with Northport also coming in the latter stages, it will become a serious pricing war. So that pricing war will affect the country's income if it goes on without any proper regulation. So a port regulator, appointment of a port regulator is a sine qua non. It has to be done without much delay. So I hope the minister will consider these suggestions and make sure that this price war should not affect the ultimate capacity or the earning capacity of the SLPA. Now I come to the much talked about internal container dry port in Vayangoda. Now this again, according to experts, the proposed internal container dry port at Vayangoda is to be established as a long-term measure to ease the container traffic congestion in and around Colombo port and increasing foreign earning through value addition. You can, of course, do some value addition with the logistic park and all that. So Colombo port congestion is mainly due to customs clearance delays of import and export cargo containers in and out of the port. A rise in the number of containers being inspected daily by the customs due to various clearance issues and surge in the number of ships docking at the port have resulted in higher container volumes requiring inspection, leading to delays in container release process, causing congestion and impacting efficiency of the port operations. Several hundreds of import containers are inside the port of Colombo, and more are queued up for days awaiting entry at the port pending customs inspection. An interim measure to ease this congestion, Colombo port's problems cannot be eased by making use of a dry port, which is located about 40 kilometers away from the port and in the non-logistic corridor. It's not a logistic corridor. It's far away. It's a dry port. Of course, dry port is all right, but then that is not going to help this congestion. So therefore, what I suggest is that as an interim measure to ease the congestion, it is possible to hire privately operated container yards located close to the port of Colombo. Until Keravalapitiya Custom Inspection Yard and Blue Mandal Logistic Park is fully established and operational. Until that is done, many such privately owned, well-equipped, modern container...
Honorable Rauf Hakim, you have 2 more minutes.
Yes, and container yards available in close proximity to the port of Colombo in its logistic corridor needs to be taken and put in place to use as a for the necessary parking of containers. So if that could be done, rather than commenting on going on to create a dry port as a solution to this problem, that would be the best way to handle this issue. So, Mr. Deputy Speaker, having said all this, I would like to just comment one more important matter concerning water security for Colombo and particularly Gampa district, the two most large, highly populated districts. There has been suggestion that we must have a dedicated reservoir for water alone, Yati Mahana and VOA. These two projects are very important projects that cannot be delayed any further. Immediate feasibility studies have been done. Already some studies have already been done. VOA and Yati Mahana reservoirs are very important to try and meet the demand for water in the highly populated areas of in Wayamba as well as in the Western province. So having said that, I also would like to remind you that a famous PPP project which was suggested during our time, Valivita PPP project, has finally not happened. So that is something the President has been talking about PPP. Now, this is a PPP project with Asian Development Bank was willing to support. So that project, unfortunately, there were a lot of objection by engineers, both the CEB, Water Board, and various other places. Engineers, sometimes they take over the advisory role and try to prevent these things happening. But if it is good for the country, a PPP project which has been already identified by multilateral agencies as suitable projects to be supported and promoted, those have to be immediately done in order to bring in the new culture of bringing private party to cooperate with the public sector to start putting in their capital to improve the utilities for the common good of the people. Having said that, I would hope, I wish the minister, with so many different important institutions under him, I wonder how he manages his time to deal with all these problems. Hopefully he will, he says Allah will help. Certainly this is the month of Ramadan. We'll pray that Allah helps you to fulfill your task as efficiently as possible. Thank you.